Hallelujah. 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 Why don't we open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. You know, part of just being honorable is just stand in the flow. And we have been, Pastor has been ministering on faith. That's what's been on his heart. From camp meeting, you know, got the book of the month. And I believe, you know, he was, before going on vacation, he was talking about faith as well. You know, and I guess faith is all around us, which it is, yes. You know, if you don't have any faith in whatever message you're speaking, you don't know what you're speaking. You know, yeah, so faith better be in there, you know. It is here. There's no doubt about that, okay? All right, no doubt about that there. I had it on my heart to talk about what? Oh, there we go. There, yes, faith, yes. Faith, yes. Faith. So here in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt every man the measure of faith." According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Did you hear what the word of God said?
Yes.
He's dealt to every man the measure of faith. So, and this is the God kind of faith that he dealt. Okay. And I just want to take a little side, you know, bar, just trek a little bit. How about we look and see what has actually been dealt to us? What's in our hand of faith that's been dealt to us? You know, this in this deck of faith, all right, because that's what's in our hand. Okay. We are able to possess what God gives. With this hands of faith, we are able to maintain the rights and privileges of Christ. With this hand of faith, we are able to please God. With this hand of faith, we are able to move mountains. With this hand of faith, we are able to obtain the promises, give substance to our desires, to walk free from the labels and limitations placed on man. With this hand of faith, we can escape the impossible by bringing God's power to bear. Yeah. With this hand of faith, we can remain constant under pressure. Yeah. With this hand of faith, we can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Yeah. With this hand of faith, we can receive what isn't revealed to the senses. Oh, with this hand of faith, we can run that race that we're supposed to run. With this hand of faith, we are able to prevail. With this hand of faith, you can frame your own world. With this hand of faith, you can make the right choices, silence the accusers. You can exercise the authority of God's throne and war, good warfare. And that's just some to name the few. See, we've been dealt a stacked hand. We've been dealt a winning hand. With all the right cards. With all the right cards. You play cards like, who dealt this? Who dealt this? My father dealt it. My father dealt it. My father dealt it. That same type of faith where Jesus spoke to that fig tree, that works in your hand. That same type of faith that spoke to that fever and told it to go, that works in your hand as well. That same type of faith that rose that person from the dead, that can work for you as well. That same type of faith that spoke to that storm, you got that in your hand as well. See, faith is all over the Bible. It's all over the Bible. See, the God kind of faith is able to speak to something without form or void, okay? Something of darkness, you know, right from the beginnings, and is able to create life, able to create light. Turn into a place that where somebody or someone can live. It's the same type of faith that's able to speak to mountains and they will move.
Yes, they will.
It's a faith that overcomes. This faith is what's been given to us. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God, overcome the world. Okay? And this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. That is the faith that's born of God. And it's been given to you. It's been given to you. Say this, his faith
has been given
to me.
To
hold on. So let's just, you know, the way that the Holy Spirit speaks to me, you know, he just makes it simple, you know. And my family, we are some card playing people in our family. From the top even down to the bottom. Nope, even to the bottom, okay? And one of our games that we play is Uno. We play a mean game of Uno in our family. Do I have any other Uno families in here, please? All right, thank you. Okay, all right, just making sure we're here. All right, okay. And don't mess around with Micah. She will take you to school. She will take you to school. Okay, no, and she knows you play to win the game at 7 years old. Now, if you're playing Uno, and I'm assuming everybody should know how to play Uno, should, maybe, possibly, I don't know. Okay, it's a card game. Just bear with me if you've never played it, okay? All right, it's a pretty fun game as well. I just thought about this. Every time we're playing, every time the deck is being dealt to Azzy's like, ooh, I got a special. And we're like, dude, don't tell your cards. But he's like, I got a special. So I'm not making this up, y'all. So let's just say you've been dealt a hand of specials. A fully loaded hand of specials. You got some draw fours. You got some draw twos in there too as well. Got some reverses and skips in there, you know? Okay? You've been dealt a stacked hand. Are we supposed to hold on to it? Is he every time it comes around, should we just pick a card?
No?
No, we're not? Use it. Use it. And trust me, Azzy has no fear. He will use it on you. And, you know, adding a little special to it. Ah, ta! You know, yeah. He will use it. But I realize we're talking about a card game, but it relates to this right here. Because we have been dealt a stacked deck as well. We have a stacked hand. Fully loaded. To speak to any area of our life. Fully loaded. For anything that seemed like a mountain. Fully loaded. For anything that's trying to come against your body. You got that hand already dealt to you. And Jesus himself expects us to use it. That's why when the storm came, he was cutting some logs. He was asleep. He was chilling. He was having a good old nap. You ever been in those deep sleeps, you know? You know? Like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning and somebody walks into your bedroom. And you're like, what do you want? Yes. Talking about a child. Okay. Child. I'm not what everybody else thinks about. Okay. Child. Okay. Child. Not a random person. A child. Okay. Okay. Had to clarify that. Thank you. All right. But you in that deep sleep and they come in and, you know, like, what do you want? And, you know, they have some, I don't know what it is, you know. And it's like, man, I was right in the middle of this nice little dream here. And Jesus was, he was sleeping. And they woke up, and the disciples were saying, you know, don't you know we're about to die? There's a storm here, we're about to die? Jesus rebuked the storm himself, and Jesus said, where's your faith? So there's an expectation that we have, we are to use our own faith. Even if Jesus himself, the Messiah, the anointed one, was standing right next to us. Brother Hagin talked about that where there was a demon, yakety schmackety, you know, just talking. And he was looking at Jesus, you know, aren't you going to do something? No, it was him and his authority. Okay. All right, Brother Hagin's authority, he had to speak to that. And that's what we have to do as well. We need to use our faith, take out those special cards and use them. Put out your draw fours, put out your draw twos and use them. Okay? Because I want you to see this about faith. Okay, I'm going to read just a few scriptures here. You can look at this. Go to Romans, you're at chapter 12. Go over just a few chapters to chapter 1. And he said here, verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. All right. go over to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 says, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Hmm, interesting. The just shall live by what? Go over to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. It says here, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. When you got that, give me an amen.
Amen.
All right. A minister friend from Nigeria, he would say that, you know. it says in 10 verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. Huh. See something in common here? The just are supposed to do what? You're supposed to do what? You're supposed to do what? So faith is for life, right? Faith is for life. Faith is for life. Interesting. And it was funny, I was just looking this up, and it's actually in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, I don't know if you all knew this before, even in the book of Habakkuk, or if you, some people may say Habakkuk, or I don't know, so, or Habakkuk. In chapter 2, verse 4, it says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by, in the Old Testament, talking about faith there. And it's interesting, I didn't study this, you know, but it's interesting that he said this scripture right in the same passage of, you know, write the vision down, make it plain. Interesting. Interesting. And right after that, it says we are to live by faith. Yeah. See, in Psalms chapter 103, verse 7, it says God made his ways known to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Okay, there's a reason why we just don't want to know his acts. We want to know his ways. Okay, it's like playing Uno. You can watch somebody playing Uno all the time, but if you never know the way to play Uno, you're not going to be any good. I remember when. I mean, you got to know how. You got to know the way to play. Okay. You got to know the way to live the life of faith. All right, you got to know the way to play Uno. It can't be like, you know, if you're trying to, like when we were trying to introduce Uno for the first time with Azzy, and I mean, sometimes he still does this, you know, but, you know, let's say you have one card and he's just smiling like ready, you know, and he just throws down, bah, any card he thinks of. And you can't put a green on top of a red if it's not the same number, okay? So you got to know how to, you have to know the way to play, the way to use your faith, the way to use those cards that's been dealt to you. You got to know the way to do it, okay? Let's see if y'all paying attention. You know, somebody can say 3x plus 5x minus 10 equals 70, and x equals 10. See, I already lost all of y'all. Okay. Where did he go? Where did he go? Where did he go? Where did he go? I got a friend back there. The one time I was... See, I'm sure you probably had, you know, people that would tell you some math like that, right? And it's like, I have no idea what just said over there. And you may not know how the way to do it, even though I just showed you the answer is 10. Okay? But if I show you the way, where you combine the 3x and 5x to equal 8x, add 10 on both sides, okay, and divide by 8, you can see how I got that answer. Now, of course, I don't have a, yeah. Now, of course, it's probably better with, you know, a chalkboard or something, you know. I know, right. I get it, yes. But do you understand my point? Y'all don't know the way, do you? Right. Judging by your response, you know. I had a teacher, my mentor, he was a great man of faith himself. He was a minister also, at my school. And when I began teaching, he said if he can teach a student to think without him, he's done his job. If you can use your faith without depending on somebody else's faith, okay, then you know the way of how to do it now. So it's important to know the way and not just by observing. Okay? So faith is for life. Faith is for life. One of the ways of faith is to apply it to your life. Okay? And this is just, you know, the way that the Holy Ghost put it on me. All right? And, you know, it's like if you go back to that game of Uno, right? Many are good with strategy of playing certain cards. Dude, brother, he has no idea what's going on. just laugh. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. The answer was 10. You get caught back up on Facebook later on tonight, then, all right. where was I? yes, okay. Many, all right, and this is something he dealt with me, okay. And I'm putting myself in the line here, you know. So I'm learning, okay. I have not arrived. There's a reason why I sit underneath the pastor because I need the help. Many are good at playing certain cards, okay? But certain cards that are still in their deck, they haven't played in certain areas of the game, I guess, in the game called life. You can be really good at playing those draw fours. But sometimes you're not good at playing, you know, some of those other cards like the draw twos when you know, knowing how to stop somebody. Many of us are good at applying our faith to some, let's say, bigger areas of our life. It may be finances or maybe our body, you know, with healing for our body, you know, speaking those things. But there may be a couple cards in our hands that we haven't dealt to certain areas of our lives that we need to. Because I didn't make it up. The Word of God said faith is for life. We are to live by. It didn't just say I'm going to have faith in this, my finances only. It didn't just say I'm going to have faith just for this area only. Okay? Faith is not to be compartmentalized in one area. Faith is supposed to be applied to every area of your life. Every area of your life. Every area of your life. From your job. From your marriage. From your business. From your school. You're to put your faith in those things, you know, in what you're putting your hands to, okay? Even the right choices with the right friends, okay? Faith is to be in every area of your life, every area. And if it's something of where you're like, man, if you think about it, you know, if there's something that the Holy Ghost is dealing with you about, man, I need to put my faith onto it, you know, it's okay. There's no condemnation. Trust me. All right, just get back up again. That's praise God for the blood of Jesus that allows us to get back up and use our faith. What did you do when you started riding a bike? Now, some of y'all, I was on the motorcycle, right? When I first started. Now, you fell, right? What did you do? Well, hopefully. What did you do when you fell? I go. Some people may cry, okay? And that's okay. That's okay. After you cried and wiped the tears off, you know, got the dirt off a little bit, you know. All right. What did you do? What did you try to do then? Get back up again. And it's like, you know, having a childlike faith is so, I mean, it's like so revolutionary, but yet so simple. Because for some reason, I don't know at what age, adults, you know, when you make a mistake, I don't know if does it start in junior high, high school or whatever. I'm not sure where it may start. It could be something, unfortunately, maybe something where a lot of medicine came from, too. You know, where you got anxiety and depression and things like that because they made a mistake. And for some, it's like, you know, the whole life is just blown away. Okay? Praise God, we got the ultimate problem solver, you know, on our side. Amen. There is nothing too hard for him. So, been busy with a lot of things, okay? And the Holy Ghost, you know, I had a little chit-chat with God. A little chit-chat. Some chit-chats is like, okay, Lord. But he was straight with me. Because there are some places where I realized I was using my faith a lot in certain areas. But there are some other areas in my life that I wasn't. Okay? One of them was my health and healing for my body. Okay? And part of it was like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I'll get some sleep here or there, you know, someday. All right? And he had a little chit-chat with me. And he just told me, just frankly, you compartmentalized your faith. You did not place your faith in this area. Therefore, this is why you are dealing with this and using more faith now to take care of it. That's how he talked to me. That's how he talked to me. So it just told me that, oh, my goodness. I just had truth. Yep. Truth, Lord. Yep. Truth, Lord. This is all on me. This is me. Okay. And I had to, you know, repent, get back up again, start meditating on the word, on the health and healing every day, even better. Wake up in the morning going, I'm healed and whole and I got the victory. All right. So I just start just speaking those things. And there's some days where it's like, you know what, I don't want to get up. Or, you know, you got certain parts of the day where it's like, you know, because there's certain things where it's like, I've never had this before in my body. And there's just like a boldness where I'm like, I have never had this before and never will I have it. It is not mine. It is the devil's, okay? It has been taken care of on the cross. That is not mine. Yeah, symptoms may be saying something, but I'm using my faith to declare and decree a thing, and it shall be established. That's what you have to do. You know, you just get back up again, get the word, and you use the word. So he was just talking to me along those lines of like, you know, you need to use your faith in these areas, in this area. You know, and it's something of which it's for, you know, all areas of life. It's not just one particular area or two or three particular areas. It's for all areas. That's why it says the just are to live by faith. We are to live by faith. Go over to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. See, faith is for life. Faith is your life. Faith is for your life. Faith is for anything that affects your life. It is not to be compartmentalized. It is something that you are to live just as much as you breathe air. Because I know for one thing, if you take air away from me, or so, you know, some oxygen, you know, if you take that away from us, what's going to happen? You're going to die. You're no longer alive. Therefore, if you're not using your faith, then you're on the wrong road. You're going the wrong way. You need to use your faith because it says the just shall live by faith. Okay? So Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says here, for I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lived in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me? Oh. Who loved me? Who loved me? And gave himself for me. Who loved me and gave himself for me. I like how in the Amplified it says, you know, I have been crucified with Christ in him and shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I that lived, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in, by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself up for me. Hallelujah. It is not a life after the flesh. It's not a life after what you think your emotions think. It's not a life of what you think in your own mind. It's not a life of what your body thinks or feels. It's not a life of what your friends may feel or say or do. You know, it's not a life of what you see on TV or internet. It's not a life of those things, but what it is, it's a life of faith in Jesus, the one who loved you and the one that gave himself for you. Now, I'm going to say this here, and this is for somebody, and I'm going to say this by the Spirit. Stop trusting your flesh, your thoughts, and your emotions, and your friends, but trust those that love you and gave something for you. I'm going to say that again. Stop trusting your flesh. Stop trusting your emotions. Stop trusting what your friends or thoughts may be saying. But trust those that love you and gave himself or gave themselves for you. I'm saying that for somebody here. So faith is for life, for all areas, for all areas. Now, I want to just look at one area that faith can work in, or a few you know, areas, okay? And I'm not going to be long here, okay? because like I said, there are times where we can use our faith, you know, for certain things better than other areas, okay? We can use our cards, those draw four cards, better than some of those draw twos, even though they're valuable as well, okay? And did you know that faith can help your soul? Mm-hmm. Your soul, your mind, will, and emotions? Yeah. Yeah. I want you all to see this, okay? Because yes, we have been recreated. We have a new spirit. Mm-hmm. When you're saved, when you received him in your heart, yep. That's what happens, right? Now, but he didn't save your soul, okay? But he didn't, and he didn't give you a new body. So there's some things we need to do for our soul and for our body, okay? And faith can help that. Using the Spirit, using faith in Jesus Christ can help those things in your mind, your will, and emotions. You're like, what? It's true. Actually, we just read a scripture there, Hebrews 10, verse 38, okay? And actually, if we keep reading further down there in that passage there, so are you there or where are you all at now? I don't know. All right, go over to Hebrews 10:38. So it says here, now, the just shall live by faith, but any man that draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Ooh, did you hear that right there? Yeah, he has no pleasure when you're drawing back from faith and using your faith in your life. All right, but keep going. It says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. And that's, I got a mark here. That means destruction. Okay. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So there's help for your soul. There is help for your emotions. There is help for your feelings. There is help for your desires. There is help for those things that are in anxieties. There's help for those areas there. And it says here, do this. Go over to 1 Peter. I want you to see this here. 1 Peter. Okay, I want you to see this here. Here, I mean, this is a perfect example here. In chapter 2, now we're familiar with this scripture here where we apply that card of faith to with healing. All right, 2 verse 24. We're familiar with this scripture here. It says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Ye were healed. Ye were healed. Past tense, you were healed. Yeah, your body may be saying something, but you say, nope, it's been taken care of. It's been taken care of. I don't care what I feel right now, but I'm healed and whole in Jesus' name. I'm going to keep using my faith, and I'm going to keep acting like it's so. And so we're familiar with that. And but if you keep going, it says, verse 25, for you were as sheep going astray, but now return unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls, the overseer of your souls. There's help for your soul. There's help for those areas that you've been dealing with in your life. It may be something like fear. It may be something like anxiety or anger. It may be something like unforgiveness. Faith helps those areas. Faith helps those areas. Faith is for life. Faith is for life. And you can look at that as a time-wise, but no. Faith is for your life. Faith is for your life. any area of your life you can use your faith for, and it's your help. It's your help. If you have faith in that bishop, okay, that bishop right here, that overseer, that shepherd, you can get help for your soul. You can get help for the things you've been dealing with. It may be condemnation. A lot of those things are all on the inside that just you deal with in your soul, but that's help. You have help. You have help in the word that can help you. Woo, go over to James chapter. Go over to James. Go over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Having faith in that word will save your
soul.
You will get help for your soul. You will get help for your emotions. You will get help for your desires. You will get help for your anger. You will get help for your unforgiveness. You will get help for your pride. You will get help for whatever that may be, that fear, that condemnation, whatever that is, your help is in the word. But you got to have faith in it. You got to apply. I mean, it's been dealt to you. It's been dealt to you. You got to apply that faith. You got to apply that faith. I know about healing scriptures. You know, I know about it, but I had to apply it. I had to apply it in my life. That area where I didn't do it, that's what happened. That was my fault. Okay? And I had to go back and go to the word and have faith in the word that he can do it, and he did it. See, we are a three-part being, you know. You are your spirit that lives in the body that has a soul. And you know, here's the cool thing. Some, they you know, sometimes they think, you know, oh, you don't care about me. You don't care about what I need to do in my life. You don't care about that. Okay? Some have those thoughts, you know, that, you know, all you want me to do is go to church. You don't care about what I, you know, my desires. Let me tell you something. Your Father has more interest in you and your and for you and your desires more than you think. More than you think. In 3 John 2. Okay, you know this scripture. It said here in 3 John verse number 2, beloved, I wish above all, this is spoken by the Spirit. This is spoken by the Spirit. This is spoken by the Spirit. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health. That's showing care, don't you think? That's showing care for who you are, right? That's showing an interest, right? That you may prosper. You may prosper and be in good health. Even as thy, what? Soul prospers.
Yes, sir.
He has an interest in your mind, will, and emotions. And he wants to help that. But it comes by having faith in the word. It comes by having faith in the word. You apply the word in that situation. In that area, the help will come. You apply the word. We just saw that in James chapter 1. You apply that word, and it says the engrafted word. The engrafted word. It's like you put that word in that. I'm not a farmer, but I'm trying to be a good listener. All right. But I've heard pastor talk about that engrafting of a tree, right? Where you take something, you put it into another tree. You got to take that word and put it in that situation. Jesus himself is looking for faith. If you want the power of God to work in that area, you got to apply the right things to it. If you want the power of God to work in that area, you got to apply the right card of faith to it. You got to apply that word in that situation, whatever it may be. Faith is for life. Faith is for life. Faith is for, you know, things, you know, for your marriage, you know, It's for, you know, hey, let's say you find yourself, you know, spouting out of the mouth too quick. There's help. There's help. Just ask Peter. But you know what? It's interesting how Peter said that, you know, we just read it. He actually said it a couple times here in 1 Peter. But we just read it in chapter 2, verse 25. You were a sheep gone astray. There are some of us that have allowed our emotions to allow us to go astray. It may be something where, you know, somebody might have said something. And your emotions wants to go a certain way. For some, they may want to cry. Another one, they may want to hit somebody in the face. What? I'm just saying. And those emotions can take you astray. I'm coming over here. So there's help. There is help for those areas that you thought nobody could ever touch. There's hope for those areas that you have kept so dear and near to your heart and you never share with anybody. There's help in those areas that seem like you can't get anything into, in those small little cracks or whatever. There's help in those areas. And it's by the word. Go over to James, or not James, but go back to 1 Peter. I'm going to end with this here. You see, he recreated our spirit man. And out of that new man, we now have a saying of the matter. You now have a voice. You now have a voice. Okay? It's out of that new man in Christ that has a voice of faith, that has a voice to speak to whatever that mountain is, and it will move. But if you stay in that area of just your soul and your emotions, your mind and will and things like that, then you're not going to have the success that you are desiring to have in that area. But you gotta take on, first of all, you know who you are in Christ. Okay, when you know who you are, then you know how to respond. Okay, and then out of that, because you have a new voice, you have a voice to say in that matter, you can speak to it using your faith. And it doesn't, and you know, all it takes is just a small amount of faith. That's what it's like, a mustard seed. That's powerful. That's a powerful piece of mustard seed right there. A powerful piece of faith right there. So if you see here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Oh, there's so much right here in this part, you know. Actually, we'll just start at verse 7. That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, but it might be found unto praise and honor and the glory at the appearing of Christ Jesus, whom, having not seen, yet ye love. You ever know, that's a common thread in here, you know, the love. You got to have some love. You need to, and that's why it's so important just to meditate on how good your Father is, you know, and just love on him, you know, because it keeps you stable. Okay, it keeps you focused on him, because that's the glue. That's the glue that keeps you stable, you know. So Where was I? I lost my spot here. All right, so in verse 8 it says, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now you see him, not yet believing. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And then in verse 9, it says, you know, he's not done. In verse 9, it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And you could look at it like this, the deliverance of your from your trial. Salvation can be translated as deliverance. It's amazing how Peter wrote this because he himself dealt with his emotions. He flew off at the mouth. He denied Jesus 3 times and ran away. You know, he did all these things right there, you know. But yet he stayed with that bishop. He stayed with that shepherd of his soul. Yes, his soul, he wanted to go this way, but he stayed there. He stayed there with Jesus. He came back. Yes, he had to be restored. But you know what? I'm sure he probably had to deal with some things after the fact, and he stayed with that shepherd. So faith is for life. Faith is for life. We've been dealt a measure of faith. We got to use it in all areas of our lives. And I'm working on it myself. Okay? I'm working on it myself. And I'm just encouraging to you all, hey, take that deck, that fully loaded deck in those areas. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. Yep. Use it. So, praise God. Hallelujah. Look at that. It's not even 8:20. Hallelujah. But that's what I had on my heart tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's just another area of faith. I'm not sure if this was on the next level flow or anything because of where we're going this weekend. I've been thinking about you all as well. But I know this applies to all of us. So praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. 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 I'm just being obedient. Brother Noah, I haven't said this, but Holy Ghost said, go to your first true love. Your first true love. That's what you need to do. Go to your first true love. Go back to that day when he saved you, that day when he brought you that relief, that day, that's what he said, go back to. You've fallen away from that first true love, and he's saying that because he loves you. He's saying that because he wants you to come back. You know the story of the prodigal son? I'm not saying you're the prodigal son at all, okay? But the son, the younger son, said, hey, I had an opportunity to use, you know, to go and do whatever I wanted to do. But he realized, you know what? I had to go back to my first true love. And he did that. And he was going to make this huge speech, you know, and the father said, nope, don't even do that. I don't care about that. The father said, I don't care about what might have been done. I don't care about what prepared speech you might have had. But he said, you know, I just care that I have my son back because I love him. And I'm giving him the best. I gave him the best. I'm giving him the best clothes. I'm cleaning him up. I'm giving him the best food. We're going to have a party. That's the love that he has. So he just said, go back to the first true love. You understand that, brother? Yeah? You understand that? Okay? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
Okay?
Yep. Yep. Hallelujah. And I'll say this too, if it whatever it may be, because he's dealt a measure of faith to you. Yep. Use your faith in that area. But going back to that first true love is what's going to keep you there. Okay? Yep. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we just worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord, because you are good. We thank you, Father, that you thought you were mindful of us to think about us and our lives and what we're doing, such that you direct us, such that we can have that good life. And you show us how to be victorious in all areas of our lives. So we just thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that guides us. And we just say, we just step out in faith and act upon that prompting that you told us. And we use our faith in that area. We'll continue to use our faith in that area. Hallelujah. I don't know if you all realize that when you step out, and let's say it's something you're not strong in, just like if you're going to the gym, let's say you're trying to develop an area of your body, you're trying to get stronger, and what do? You just start doing it, right? Just start lifting. You start at 45 pounds, with the bar, then you add more weights to it. There may be an area where you're not as strong in. Okay? And it's okay. But what needs to occur is, hey, just take a step. Just take a step of faith in that area. Because your mind and your emotions may say, this and this not going to happen, this not going to work, and so forth. But you take that step, and it's like you break through something. Because that's what it takes. It's a step. It takes a step. That's what faith is. Abraham took steps before he saw it. So same thing with any area of your life, whatever it may be, take the step. Just take a step and see what God can do. Step out on that achy void, and that's just a step of faith right there in that area. And then keep taking another step. You lift up that bar. Ah! I got 45 pounds. And then you do it again. Ah, I did it twice. Come back the next day. I did it three times. I'm getting stronger. Come back the next day. I'm almost like Matt. Okay, maybe not. All right. Okay, you're going to have to do a little bit more work with that. All right, But the point is, just take a step. Just take a step. So, praise God. Well, thank you all. It's been an honor. Have you all been blessed tonight? And praise God for the word, because the word is good. The word is good. The word is good. Pastors will be back soon. Oh, and it's going to be a delight to see them. It's a delight to see them. And they think about you all. They love you all. They love seeing your faces, okay? And seeing the smiles in your faces as well. So praise God. So they'll be back. And then, like I said, if you're a visitor, please come back. Please come back, okay? Please come back and you get a chance to meet pastors. Because they have something for you. So praise God. Well, that's what I had on my heart for you all tonight. And it's been a delight. It's been a pleasure. And we'll go our way using our faith, applying our faith in every area of our life, every area of our life, and just taking steps. Hallelujah. Well, you are dismissed.